Red Dice Diaries podcast, a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs by a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast is Shinigami by Tarek, used under Creative Commons license. In this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about my five commandments for producing a role-playing book that is going to interest me and pull me in. Now, for a bit of a disclaimer, this is all obviously just my personal opinion. It's not 100% right or wrong what role-playing is or isn't, so don't be giving me grief about that. This is just what I like and what I don't like in books. So that said, let's move on to number one. Don't deluge me with in-game stories. This is a big turn-off for me. If I've already purchased your book, it's because I'm interested in and want to dive into the game. I don't need 15 or more pages of fiction to convince me that it's cool. Judicious use of game fiction can be great and convey a lot about the ethos of a game, but there is no need to overdo it. Number two, don't mistake your book for a painting. Now, artwork in games can be great, but as with in-game fiction, it should be used sparingly and to complement the rest of the book. If every page of your book is a masterpiece of abstract artwork, it's going to distract me from reading the book. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. I'm not exploring a gallery. Number three, do have a solid central core mechanic. Now, this is a matter of personal taste, but I like games that have a good, easily explainable central core mechanic that you can explain in a few pages, or one ideally, whether it's a percentile roll, skill pools, whatever. Make it clear and explain how and why it works. If you want to add on subsystems and whatever, that is grand. But a big watermark for me with books is if I face an unexpected situation as a GM that's not covered by a specific subsystem, can I refer back to the core mechanic and handle it with a simple roll or a series of rolls? If I can, for me, that is a mark of a good, solid core mechanic, and it speaks a lot for the thought processes of the author and the thought they've put into designing their game. Number four, do include mechanics that add to the flavour of a game, but can be used beyond it. I love it personally when a mechanic speaks to the implied or stated setting of a game. But you know what us role players are like. As soon as we get a game, we want to start hacking it or using it for something else. My personal favourites are games where the rules flavour helps define the setting, but they aren't so strictly bound to it that it takes an entire rewrite to use them for something else. I like a game where the rules basically say, here's the setting we've designed these rules for, but you know, if you maybe want to tweak it or you want to run with it or do something with your own flavour, these rules have got you covered. And that's the sort of game system that I really, really love. And finally, number five, do let your love of your game shine through. This is most important to me, and it's when an author obviously has a deep passion for their product. Let it shine through in the writing, the art, the layout, and every aspect of your game. I can forgive an awful lot when it comes to game design. I can forgive no art, I can forgive no in-character text, whatever. As long as I can understand why the author made particular choices, and I can feel their passion vibrating through their work. Convey that passion to the audience, and a lot of time, we will more than happily come along with you for the rest of the ride. So there we go. Those are my five commandments for RPGs and for what I look for and love in RPGs. If you've got any voicemail messages you want to leave me or suggestions, hit me up. Let me know what your five commandments are and what you think of mine. Take care, and I'll catch you soon. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, wherever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourself.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.